President spent 3 days in the Midwest talking about jobs, and during that time, we heard some details about a major jobs initiative that the president of the White House says is a major jobs initiative, which will be rolled out after Labor Day. The president will give a speech and officially give the details. But since we've been asking you for big ideas to confront the financial and economic problems in the United States, we thought we'd end the week on three relatively small ideas that are among the details that emerged from the discussion of this anticipated White House plan. Joining us now is R. Glenn Hubbard, Dean of the Columbia Business School, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush. Dean, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
So, Dean Hubbard, three details I'd like to run by you and get a sense of your assessment of the practicality of this. And let's begin with the plan, at least as far as we can tell from reports, to offer a payroll tax reduction, an actual income tax reduction that would go directly to payrolls. I believe 2% is what they're looking at the White House. We'll find out in detail. What would the effect of a 2% payroll tax cut be?
Well, I think it depends. If this were on the employer side, it may have some near-term benefit for job creation. And on the employee side, it would have some modest short-term stimulus, but it shows that the president really doesn't grasp the problem. We have a structural issue, and he's trying to paper over it with a series of stimulus packages.
And so a payroll tax reduction would be stimulus. Why, if you want to do stimulus, why not do 10% rather than 2%?
Well, I think if you want to do stimulus, why not get the long term right first? You know, what's scaring households and business people right now is the fact that long term policy is on fundamentally the wrong course in many ways. The first thing the president could do is to clarify what the long term policy agenda is for tax rates, for spending, talk more about tax reform and entitlement reform. I think that would have a big stimulus effect today.
How would a discussion on spending on Medicare and Social Security affect the economy today? How would clarity on those issues affect anything other than the markets?
Well, first of all, the market affects people a lot.
Right.
The declining stock prices are a big factor in declining consumer sentiment and consumer net worth. And the lack of clarity about Social Security and Medicare has led many people to believe there are large future tax increases coming. That's complemented by the fact that the president himself repeatedly says he's going to raise taxes. Not very good for job creation. There are also some stimulus things he could do that really wouldn't cost the government anything, like promoting mass refinancing in the housing market, given that the government already controls Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, let's talk about housing, because that was one of the details that came out, and it was the least elaborated on detail. It said that there will be some relief for homeowners. What's been offered up till now has not been terribly effective. You're suggesting a sort of across-the-board refinancing or
yeah, exactly. I mean, restructuring? The simple way to put it is this. Given that Fannie and Freddie are now essentially in government control, and we already own the credit risk of mortgages as taxpayers through Fannie and Freddie, why not allow a mass refinancing at low mortgage rates that are now available, even if you didn't have sufficient equity in your home, as long as you are current and not a speculator? That would not increase credit risk to the government. It would be the equivalent of a very large tax cut for householders. And unlike the payroll tax cut, it would last for the duration of a mortgage. It would also help stimulate house prices. Everything the Obama administration has done in housing up to now has been incredibly timid. I hope they will do something much more bold.
How much would this cost? And comment on a discussion that we had earlier this week where one of your colleagues in the academic world suggested that, the Fed buying up bonds in the quantitative easing program, maybe the Fed could just buy up houses in the U.S. and support housing prices around the United States. R. Glenn Hubbard?
Well, first of all, on the Fed point, the Fed actually did part of what I'm suggesting. You know, when Obama became president, my colleague Chris Mayer and I had suggested this housing idea. It got nowhere in the Obama administration. The Fed essentially did some of this by buying large amounts of mortgage-backed securities. There is, however, a way for the government to pick up where the Fed left off. It would not cost taxpayers anything. And again, the reason is we already own all of the credit risk in Fannie and Freddie, and one can price mortgages to compensate Fannie and Freddie and still make householders better off. So it mystifies me why the president is focused on other things and not something that's, one, related to the here and now problems, and two, not costly to the government.
Talking to the dean of the Columbia Business School, R. Glenn Hubbard, is a former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, reminding us that the exposure of Americans to the housing correction, as it's called, is actually got a silver lining in the sense that housing relief would have a broad impact throughout the economy. Mr. Hubbard, let's move to the last point we wanted to get to of the details that are coming out about this proposed White House economic plan that we'll hear about officially after Labor Day. What do you make of this idea of giving tax incentives for businesses who hire workers? How would that work?
Well, a tax incentive to hire workers is a way, of course, to promote hiring. But the best thing you could do to promote hiring is to take away the massive uncertainty that business leaders face. So to be concrete, instead of talking about tax incentives for hiring, what if we stop threatening higher business tax rates? I think that would be much more constructive. So I think this is, again, an example of a policy that doesn't understand the problem we're in.
Although the pushback from the Republicans on tax hikes of any kind ought to provide some clarity to businesses, and we haven't seen hiring yet.
No, it doesn't provide clarity at all. We know we have a long-term fiscal situation, and regardless of what Republicans or Democrats say, that's going to have to be resolved, and it'll be resolved either by large-scale spending cuts or large-scale tax increases. So we don't have that clarity.
Finally, on the issue of tax incentives for businesses who hire, if General Electric doesn't pay any income tax, what kind of businesses would a proposal like this be aimed at before we go?
Well, I haven't seen the president's details. I assumed it would be aimed at any business with positive tax liability. A better idea, if you wanted to use the tax system, would probably be an investment tax credit.
An increase in the investment tax credit that already exists
Yes.
now. R. Glenn Hubbard, dean of the Columbia Business School, former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, giving us some concrete ideas and evaluating the details, as far as we know it, of President Obama's plan to stimulate jobs in a speech that he will give after Labor Day. R. Glenn Hubbard, thanks so much.
My pleasure.